A warning for our viewers out there, this podcast is in no way affiliated with MasterChef, its contestants, or the production. Hey guys, this is Chef Kelsey Murphy from MasterChef Season 11, and I am here with my filmmaker friend, Pete Ferrero. We are here to chat about MasterChef Season 13, The United Tastes of America. Each week, we're going to break down every single episode, chatting about the contestants, their dishes, and all of the drama that is sure to come. Hey guys, it's Kelsey and Pete, and welcome to The Real Eats. We are here today to interview Miss Purvi, who was just eliminated from MasterChef this past week on the Chicken Challenge.
How are you?
Hello.
Oh my God, I'm talking to Kelsey.
You are. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, I'm wonderful. Welcome to The Real Eats podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, guys. Thank you so much.
Of course. Yes. We have seen the full episode. So we've watched it and done all our commentary on it. So we are very excited to talk to you and just hear about not only what happened in the challenge, but also just your entire experience on MasterChef and kind of things you've taken away from it and all the things. So sure. Let's dive right in. How overall was your experience going on the show?
It was just an awesome experience. Had such a honor to be on that platform. How many people food has been tasted by Gordon Ramsay? Can you, even if it's bad or good, he did it.
Right.
He did it. The other judges did it. So it was a really good experience overall.
I'm curious about your audition process and finding out that you were going to be on the show. What was that like for you?
To be honest with you, I applied maybe in June of last year, and I was like, all right, just apply, you know, let's see. And I didn't hear back for a couple months, and then I got one phone call, and I was just thinking somebody's pranking, to be honest with you, because you don't get those calls. Very rare people get it. So she called and she said that we loved your application and you are shortlisted. And I was like, oh my God, this is something serious, you know? And from there they found me, and then a lot of, you know, this is a process which everybody goes through when they're in MasterChef, months of going back and forth. And then when I finally got an okay to land in LA, that's how my journey started.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Just thinking about that whole process and, where it ended up and how long it, you know, that audit. Whenever anybody asks, I'm sure you've been asked a million times, like the months and months of the audition process is crazy, you know?
Yes.
Let's talk about the challenge, Kelsey. Are you good for that?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's dive into it. So chicken challenge.
Right? Oh, I have to take a deep breath.
I know. You're like, oh gosh, we got to do it. You got to relive it. I know.
It's just too much.
I know. So chicken
when
challenge.
When you first saw the chicken, were you excited by the chicken?
I have never been that excited of seeing the chicken. I was like, oh, I got it. This is I've been cooking chicken for so many years. So I was very, very excited. Very, very excited seeing that.
Yeah. And you got the cut you wanted, right? Like you got exactly what you wanted. You knew this is what I'm making. It's a
you
dish
almost
you made
negoti-
probably a thousand
you almost,
times.
You
right?
negotiate. You know? I think you negotiated for the item that you wanted too, right?
I did. But since now I'm not in the show and I know how it works, I'm thinking if I go back ever, I probably will be in top three because I know how to play the game. I know what to do. But I didn't know that. I kept telling her, if you want, I could have taken just the legs and she could have taken the thighs. But I guess she said, no, I'm okay. And she was okay. And I said, okay, I'll go for it. The reason I picked up the cut was like, I've been cooking for a long time butter chicken. And I've tried with different cuts of chicken, and I felt that the best part is the thighs. And I got this leg store. So that became more moist and everything. That's why I wanted that cut.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's a smart decision. I would fight to the death for it too. So you're definitely smart doing that, because yeah, if you can get it, take it, you know, like if someone else is gonna give it to you.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then butter chicken, you know, like you're like, I've done this a million times. Like I have this in the bag. So what happened?
Tell me even what your thought was to go to butter chicken.
Well, to be honest with you, that, you know, when I got in okay to be the top 20, I had it in the back of my mind that one of the challenges, wherever I will be making butter chicken. I have been making butter chicken for the last 22 years. My kids, my daughter, she's born and brought up here, but she's not an Indian food person. You know, she doesn't like it. So the only thing she can eat is butter chicken. So I was like, okay, I'm going to make it. But when I decided and I did whatever, I've been doing it for such a long time, and I knew, I was confident that I am going to be in top four. I was. I'm not going to be lying. I was, because I knew that the dish I have been making and people are liking it. Everybody who eats was saying, oh, this is the best butter chicken we ate. The only difference was when I marinated the chicken, my husband grilled it outside, and I didn't have the griller, so I just put it in the oven. That's the only variation I did. Everything else was the same.
And you, for example, you were happy, was done.
I was happy with the butter chicken. And the reason Gordon Ramsay asked me that, why didn't I make rice? Because usually butter chicken goes with rice. But the thing was, I was cooking rice in last three challenges, and I didn't want it to be another rice. So, okay, she brings another rice. So I wanted to challenge myself and got the naan bread. But unfortunately, one of the first naan bread which I made was perfect. But then I started doing something, so half side of the naan got burnt. So I had to give them something. And then that was my biggest mistake, that one of the naan probably was not cooked fully, the bottom one, but top ones were. So that one thing will always stay with me in my heart, that I got eliminated on butter chicken.
It's a tough one.
When Gordon came to you and told you about his love of butter chicken and how he ate at this one place, he was so excited about butter chicken. Were you nervous about that because his expectations were so high? What did you feel when he came up to you?
Yes, I was very nervous because I never knew that it's one of his favorite dishes. And I was like, if I don't, I had that thought in my mind. Do you want to do something else? Do you want to change your dish? Make it like chicken curry? Don't call it butter chicken. I don't know.
It is a hard, I was telling Pete about this. I was like, I would actually rather make Gordon beef Wellington then I would want to make him butter chicken, because he's obsessed with butter chicken.
But Kelsey, how do you know? How do you know that?
I don't know. I just do. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know how I know but I do. And just.
But I'm saying, it's not. I don't know that you can just Google that. Like Pervy didn't know that was.
I feel like I've heard that, like from watching other episodes, like other seasons of MasterChef. Sherry was on there, you know, and she was cooking Indian food. And in England, like, Indian food is so prominent in England.
That's true.
So the English love Indian food and they know it very well.
Well, what I thought was chicken tikka masala. That's why I didn't go for chicken tikka masala. They're two separate dishes, even though they are similar. They're two different. And that's why I picked up butter chicken, because I said, I'm not cooking chicken tikka masala in front of Gordon Ramsay. No way I'm going to do that. But now I know.
Now we learned. Yeah, it's
yes, we learn from our mistakes and we move forward. That's what it is.
Yeah. And it's hard, you know, like I can hear it, you know, in you, that you're just like, my, you know, to go, it's just like going home on like your dish, you know, like
that's true. Like I always think a lot of other Indians have gone on the show, but none of the Indian has won. And I had that in my heart that I can do that, because I can bake and I can cook. Those two things were like exactly the same. Like I had thought that I had an upper hand because I'm a baker by profession. And I said, oh, cooking and baking, I'm good to the show. But no, good chefs can have bad days.
Yes, I will say that it is a competition. And so, you know, like, even if you're the best one out there, it's not always going to, like, the dice don't always roll your way. You know, it's like,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So you were expecting, though, after your dish was done, did you know that you would be in the bottom, or you said that you were expecting that you would be in the top four?
I was top four. I thought my dish will bring me on top four because that I've cooked it so many times. So many people have tasted that dish. And I know that sometimes people are not that honest, but listen, I have kids who are born and brought up here. They are truly honest. If they don't like it, they don't like it. They will not just sugarcoat because mama made it.
Right.
No, not at all. So I was a little taken back when I was called for the bottom one, and I was like, oh my God. And that same moment I had it in my heart that I'm going home.
Oh, so you knew at that point when they said bottom that's it. I'm
yeah, I'm yeah, because why would you call me on a butter chicken? And there must be something I'm missing off their expectation. They are good chefs. They're good mentors, and they are there to help us. So definitely I had that. This is it, I think so, for me.
Now, did you know that there was going to be two people eliminated this week, or was that a shock?
Yeah, we were wondering if you had any inclination about that.
No, I did not. But when they went back and talked and they said to Sarah, and I was like for a split of a second, when he said there was going to be another one, before that I had, okay, I'm saved. But then he said there is another one going, and I was like, oh my God. I knew, like, it's not going to be Jennifer. To be honest with you, I knew it. It's not going to be Jennifer. So yeah. I knew it was me. So that's before that, we didn't know that two people were going home.
I was wondering that. And I'm like, oh, did they tell them or?
No, you know, no.
Oh, that's such a hard thing. But you guys both handled it so well. I mean.
Thank you.
You guys took it very well. And, you know, it's really tough.
A tough time for me too. It was not the right time, I would say. When my audition run, my father-in-law passed away same day.
Oh.
And then my daughter was 14, was living all by herself because I was in LA, my husband was in India. It was just, everything was not coming together for me. So I think one part of my heart was happy to go home because she was all alone being a mom, you know. Sure. You want your child to be, yeah. And the one part was like, you know what, I could have done better.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so hard when you're out there, you know, when you have a family to take care of, especially as a mother.
Yeah.
You know, there's, you're split on, like, should I do this for myself? I need to be with my family. You know, it's hard. So you do kind of have that.
Yes.
You know, that double sided of, like, I want to stay, but I also don't. Like, I'm happy to go home. You know.
Yeah, but the same morning she called and she was crying on the phone that, mom, I can't handle this. I have a dog.
No.
She's just 14, school, food, feeding herself. All that was way too much for her. And I was like, I don't know. Maybe I would say it was the wrong timing for me.
Yeah.
What were some of the highlights of your time on the show?
The highlight was my audition for 100%. And if you've seen the audition, I got four yeses.
Yes.
And the way they talked about my bundt cakes and Garden giving me the final four yes is the best thing is going to be with me forever. And since I have a home bakery and I'm a baker, so my desserts were appreciated by all the judges. So that definitely will bring benefit to my business. And you know, that's one memory which is the best memory of my life so far.
Yeah, and let it bring you confidence. You know, there's nothing better than having the judges, you know, praise you for something that you are really proud of, you know, and again, like having Gordon tell you that your food is delicious and saying yes, like no one can take that away. It's one of the greatest feelings in the world. It's a very, you know, surreal, magical moment that, you know, is unique now. Not many people will ever get to experience that. So,
yeah, I agree.
Yeah. You know,
have you made butter chicken since?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I don't.
It's gone. What? It is gone from the repertoire.
No, but listen, I relived my audition round and I had a watch party and I was telling my husband, we'll just do a watch party. People don't know. And I'm going to make butter chicken. He said, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah. No. You can't do it.
But yeah, I will be making it because my kids love it. And maybe I'll read his recipe and try to tweak in something which Gordon has made or would like it.
Sure. That sounds like an idea.
Redemption.
Yeah.
Any advice?
Post it on the internet and say, this is not my better butter chicken.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? What are you doing now, Purvi? Where can people find you, and what is your bakery? Talk to me about that.
Oh yeah, I have two Instagram accounts, which is Chef Purvi, and one is called, my business is called Everything But Plates. So I do cakes, desserts, shooters, cupcakes. I do floral cupcakes, and that's where people, I'm very popular in New Jersey among the Indian community because I do Indian fusion cakes. So that's one thing which will stay with me. And definitely I have got benefited a lot from MasterChef because they come to me, hey, as we saw you in MasterChef, can we just order a cake from you? So it is helping me, but you know, that's where they can find it. It's called Everything But Plates.
Awesome. We'll make sure that we tag you too.
Any advice on your end, Kelsey?
No, and you know, I'd say, especially where your passions lie, you know, like utilize MasterChef for, you know, the confidence that it brought to you, and just keep doing the things that you love. Keep experimenting. Keep growing. Keep evolving. In your food and in your desserts and in your business and in your passions, you never know where opportunities can lie. Just keep saying yes to any opportunities, you know, that mm-hmm. come your way. And just like you took a risk going on MasterChef, you know, take risks, in the things you do now. You never know where they can bring you. And I've told this to all the contestants, you know, I am always here to be a helper, to be a mentor. You are in the MasterChef family, you're part of my family. So we all stick together. It is a rough world out there to navigate post-production. So if you ever need anything, you are in the club and part of the family. So
thank you so much, hesitate. Kelsey.
You're welcome.
It means a lot to me.
You're welcome. And we're always very proud of all you guys for how you do on the show. It always doesn't go the way you want it to. For most people, mm-hmm. it doesn't. You know, there's only one mm-hmm. winner. So just remember that. There's only one person that ends up on top. Everyone else goes home. And, you know, sometimes it's not the way you wanted it, but keep pushing.
Yeah. Thought you were amazing, Purvi, on television, and brought a lot of your culture to television. And it's always nice to see when that happens. So thanks for representing.
Thank you so much.
Yep. And I'm with you. One day I do want to see an Indian winner. I do.
Okay.
I do. One day I do want to see that.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, guys.
Well, all right, we thank appreciate you, Purvi. You coming on. We wish you the best of luck.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, thanks for hanging with us. We appreciate having Purvi on the Real Eats podcast, and we cannot wait for you to tune in next week for a baking challenge on MasterChef. See you later.